a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
So let's talk about my house yesterday morning. I was not there, but the tale was recounted to me by my daughters and my wife. We are a chicken family.
Which I love.
We are essentially farmers now because we've got veggie patches and we've got chickens.
It's just so funny because you hated when neighbours were farmers when you lived in Bell Park.
Yeah, we're in Lara now, mate.
Yeah,
we're
so it's fine, isn't it?
We're semi-rural.
It's fine now, isn't it? It's fine because you hated it.
Yeah, well, but there was the bees and there was the drying of the meats and there was the aquaculture and there was the sort of the orchard.
And the chickens you used to hate too.
Oh, I don't think I was ever anti-chook.
Oh, really? Okay. No. Well, that's convenient.
What I do say is it's great. I was surprised at how much I love our chickens and I think it's because they're bringing something to the table, whereas Ruby, our dog, does nothing.
That is so rude.
She brings nothing to the table.
No, that is so rude. She brings love, joy, affection.
Does she?
She does.
She walks into things. She's that old.
Bless her. She's
so
old.
She'll be all right. Yeah, so we've got three chooks, Rhode Island Reds. Their names are Pizza, Cotton and Daisy. And Pizza and Cotton don't mind a cuddle, right? So Pizza's the most inquisitive one.
Yeah.
And she has been rolling around for a while, loves a bum scratch and a cuddle, right?
Please bring them in.
No, I cannot. They will poop everywhere. That's the thing. I didn't realise when we got chooks, our whole backyard would become a toilet. Anyway, that's fine. So Cotton sort of cottoned on to the fact that a cuddle and a bum scratch is a bit of a good time. And so now she's part of it too.
Yeah.
Daisy's the only one that remains elusive.
Okay.
Remains aloof, but she's also the climber of the three.
Climber?
Yeah, so she'll jump up onto like onto the doghouse.
Oh, I love that.
Onto the fence that divides sort of the backyard in half.
Yeah.
And she'll just wander around. Anyway, so you'll walk around a corner and Daisy will be up at sort of eye height.
Wow.
Rather than where a chicken should be, which is about knee height.
Yeah.
So it always freaks you out. Anyway, so yesterday morning, whilst I was here doing the radio show, Carly woke up to quite the kerfuffle. Because we've been feeding the local birds. I was talking about this last week. We're still yet to work out, really pin down the best way to feed the chooks without feeding the pigeons and the sparrows and stuff.
Right?
How do I get my chickens food without letting the other birds get the food?
You're not real community minded, you know. It's kind of like, this is my backyard.
I am community
minded. And I'll look after my own backyard.
Because I do not want pigeons and sparrows pooping all over everybody else's backyards. You know what I'm saying?
Good. That's really sweet.
Well, yeah. Nice. I don't want to be that annoying bloody like my old neighbours.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, Kalia heard sort of quite the kerfuffle and went out. And so there's been these magpies that have been hanging out.
Yeah.
And they've been occasionally the chickens will be at like the bedroom window and I'll walk out of putting the girls to bed and they'll be like, Dad! Dad! They don't obviously say that. They're like, bah! Or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I'll go out there and the magpies are out there. And so the chooks are like, help, Dad, help.
Yeah.
And so I scare off the magpies because they will.
I love Maggies.
Like one will stand guard while the other magpie eats the food and vice versa.
Oh, they're so smart.
Such assholes.
They're not assholes. They're smart.
Anyway, so they tried that act yesterday morning. Daisy's done. She's cooked, mate. She is over the magpies. So went one of them. And it tried to run away. But it went away into the chicken coop, into the actual chicken run, and Daisy followed it in there.
Oh, my God.
And it was described to me as like a bundle of, like a barrel of feathers. Like,
like in the cartoon.
Yeah, so magpie v. chook.
No.
Daisy's going this magpie, the magpie's going her back, and they rolled right into the coop and then back out again into the run and then out, and then the chook flew away. The magpie flew away over the shed and the gate and stuff, and his mates, two other mates flew off with him as well. And then for like the next 15 minutes, Daisy's like strutting around the yard all puffed up and like keep going back to that part where they flew away. And
Daisy is a bad bee.
She is.
I love it.
That's why she doesn't want to cuddle, because she's hardcore. So my question to you is, if you were stuck in the middle of the Highway.
I like birds.
Would you rather a magpie or a chicken?
I love all of them equally.
Because a chicken's quite girthy.
Can't choose my favourite.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We are talking about the tiers of gifts when it comes to engagement parties that, oh, all of a sudden we're getting married. Do you then need to do extra gifting on top of the gift that you already bought when you are under the pretense of it being an engagement party?
Because your incredibly thoughtful and caring mother experienced that on the weekend, just
yes,
gone.
Yeah.
Had and she so beautifully had taken engagement-sized gift, engagement party-sized gift, and then nicked off and went to an ATM in order to reseal the envelope and get a wedding gift-sized gift.
Yeah.
Didn't need to do it. I don't think she needed to. That's the risk you run if you turn an engagement party into a wedding.
Yeah. You did make a good point too, that you save money by having both parties in one, which is a good tip for you, mate. Log?
Yeah, but I don't, like, engagement party is, well, nah.
I'll just go straight to that wedding we're still
just
waiting
straight to
for.
The wedding. Yeah.
Straight?
Okay. 5223 2955. Give us your thoughts on this. Chris from Torquay, what are yours?
Good morning. Well, I'm going to preempt this by saying I'm a Liberal, so I can see both sides of the story.
Okay, good.
I agree with both sides, but I want to throw something else in there.
Okay.
My main thing about gift giving is that you have to be happy within yourself with what you've given.
Mm.
And I think your mum would have been really upset if she would have kept to the engagement tier style. And so for her benefit, I think going and doing the extra drama of adding to it adds to the story. She's happy, everybody's happy, win-win.
That's a really good point
great.
You make, Chris. Yeah. I love that. And I think Tom's mum would have felt that way.
Mm.
Can I now ask you, Chris, to place Tom in that position, who probably would have happily stayed with the engagement party tier?
No, as I said, everybody's going to be happy with what they give.
Mm.
And if you're throwing an engagement party and it turns into a wedding, you've got to be happy with what you get.
Absolutely.
Very diplomatic.
Absolutely. No, I just get mum to put my name on the card.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Let's play.
The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy on K-Rock.
Huh?
Oh, so true. The biggest lineup of entertainment only on Stan. We are back on Stan on Parks and Rec. I reckon we're watching it through for the fourth time, fifth time even possibly.
Nice. Is it that good?
You haven't finished Seinfeld yet?
Yeah.
I know.
It gets very samey, mate.
Okay, now Parks and Rec is a good one. You can find it on Stan, which is amazing. Mm. You are going to explain a movie badly to us, and then Lingy and I will have to see if we can
guess
that movie.
Talk it out, and then it kind of gets a little competitive as to who can guess it first out of you and I.
I guess,
but we're working together, but also sort of not.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, because
cool.
I kind of want to win.
Okay, good.
I want to get it before you.
All right, I'm going to try not give. I'm trying not give it away straight away. Okay.
Like I did.
A hermit puts children in grave danger in attempt to retire.
Back to the Future.
No.
Okay.
A hermit puts children in grave danger
in attempt to retire.
In attempt to retire.
Okay. Is it the Goonies?
No. I messed up.
Is it a kids' movie?
Sort of. Yeah.
Up.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
No, you're both wrong.
Okay.
Think about it. A hermit.
You can keep saying
puts children in grave danger.
Lord of the Rings.
It's a hobbit.
Hermit, no, but the wizard.
An attempt to retire.
The Lord of the Rings is a
give
great
Give us a little
guess,
bit more. Come on.
Yeah,
bit,
you got to give us a
we're
clue.
Reading down the back of the VCR cover.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You got to give us something because this is going nowhere.
I mean, it's a really old movie. There's more than one version of it.
The Labyrinth?
No.
Okay.
Is there more than one version of
No,
Labyrinth?
There's not, but I answered in my brain. I had Labyrinth in
no,
my brain
older.
Before you said
think
that.
Older. Iconic. The guy that played the main character most recently was cancelled, or is pretty much cancelled anyway.
Why are we speaking about then?
Come on. You've got it in there. Keep explaining it badly.
On, you've got to explain
explained it.
Explain
it woefully so far.
There are.
You're like, you are doing a good job, but a terrible job.
There's,
at the same time.
There's a lot you wouldn't get away with these days in that movie.
Yeah.
But lots of iconic lines. It's quite a fantastical world that they find themselves in.
The Wizard of Oz.
No, close.
The Never Ending Story.
No.
The Wiz.
No, it's so close. Come on. It's what? Like the Wizard of Oz, but it's not. It's in that same sort of world, that same sort
my
of
brain's
realm.
Like,
oh,
my
God. Hermit.
A hermit.
A hermit. He's no one's seen him for years, and then he rolls out, and everyone's it's a fanfare, and you have to bloody win your way there.
Oh, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
You guys don't get the point.
If you are wise, you listen to me. Hold on, Log. I'm giving you a point
for
that.
No, thank you. And thank you, Tom, because that was great. But can I just make a little side note?
No, absolutely not.
The Wizard of Oz and Willy Wonka have nothing to do with it.
They both start with W. They're both from a similar era.
Similar era?
Similar era.
Fantastical.
1930s versus 80s. I know. What are you talking about?
Willy Wonka was in the 80s, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
No. It's like
Gene,
60s
Gene Wilder.
Yeah, she was like
Gene Wilder, same age as what's her face? See how he can't he can't deal with
Tom, you've already explained it badly. That is the name of the show, the segment, so it's okay. You explained it terribly.
Wonderful. I'm glad.
You won, mate. You won.
Yeah. No, it's not about winning.
Just hit it and you can Google
I'll
it.
I'll say that
time.
I'll give you a point as well as Loggy.
The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan.
The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan. Tom Lee and Loggy on K-Rock. Huh? Movies. Explained badly.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom Lee and Loggy Gold.
Maths, absolutely huge. My God, just obsessed with it.
Yeah.
Can't stop watching. And Dave is one of the participants that's in a bit of hot water this week. But is it warranted? We've got him on the phone right now. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, K-Rock Geelong.
Good morning, Dave. Is it warranted? Is the hot water warranted that you're in at the moment?
Oh, yeah, I'm flustered. I'm very flustered at the moment and I need help. Help.
There is a lot going on. Last night, of course, there was a partner swap over the last couple of nights and we did see Jamie and Adrian matched up together. Adrian gave Jamie some hard truths. And for those who don't know, Jamie is your current wife. Gave her some hard truths, basically saying that you're not that into her. Did you watch the episode last night and how did you feel about it?
Yeah, I definitely watched it last night. It was, Adrian's choice of words to another female could have been handled a little bit more delicately. I think Jamie was a bit hurt by those comments. But, that's his point of view and that's Adrian, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mate, sorry, just you've come through this season as, like, the nice guy. Are you, people say it's down to a lot of editing. Are you happy with your edit so far?
Yeah, I definitely am. I think I'm a reasonable dude, you know what I mean? I'm not here to hurt anyone, so.
No, that's good, man.
No, that's like good. That's good. However, Dave, some people are now starting to say with the partner swapping that Loggy was just alluding to there that you and Veronica got along very well.
Cracking.
Crackingly well. what's going on, Dave? Is there something happening between you and Veronica?
Zero weight to that comment, mate. Sorry to burst the bubble, guys. Nothing's going on there. It was you got to remember, like we had the retreat, we had the big dinner party, and then the commitment ceremony. I was bloody exhausted, so it was just like a change of scenery for me as well. It was just a refresh sort of thing,
yeah.
And you know we just had fun, and it was just fine. And me and Veronica got along, and last night it did not look that great, I'll be honest. But definitely nothing going on there. Like I think Veronica's great with the time I spent with her. So that's all there is to that.
Yeah, I guess they were doing slow mo of you looking at each other and stuff like that. So you know, you can see that
they wouldn't get creative.
This is the edit I was talking about.
Exactly. But the other thing is, Jamie then came to you and said, "Hey, we're not having relations at the moment." You said, "I'm not a very relations based guy." But she did tell you that she loves you after only 6 weeks in. You seemed a bit thrown by that.
Mate, I made it out like we weren't having sex at all. Yeah. That's not the case at all. And that's not like, I will say, we were having, I think we were having sex enough.
Yeah.
So just to make that clear, it wasn't like I was a dormant volcano.
dormant volcano? Watch out.
I'm going to blow. No.
Flory's lava.
No, but yeah, the love, Jamie saying she loved me didn't throw me off at all. I was like, I was about to go home to Melbourne and see my dad, and she said it at a really nice time that I probably needed the support.
Yeah.
So, you know, I 100% did not throw me off at all. I thought it was really cute the way she did it, and she knew I wasn't ready to say it back, so...
Yeah. And do you know what? Good on you for not saying it back when you didn't feel it, because yeah. I can't, I mean, I've been in a situation where I felt it when it's been said to me, and I've said it back, but it must be so hard to be like, all right, well,
thank you.
See you later. She did help you by putting her hand over your mouth and saying, that's it. But yeah, good on you for standing by that.
Yeah. I mean, she made it comfortable. Like I said, you know, she wasn't a forced thing. Like, you know, she wasn't fluttering her eyes, waiting for a response. It was just like, this is it. I'm telling you now, shut up. So it's like, it was fine.
All right, mate. Well, we are loving watching the dormant volcano. can't wait till the next eruption, eh?
me too.
Thanks so much for your time, Dave. All the best. We'll catch up with you again real soon, all right?
Thanks, guys. Thank you very much.
Right. Married at First Sight. Yeah, back on our telly, 7:30 tonight, only on Channel 9.
Tom, Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.